Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
If you look on the WGXC community calendar, WGXC.org, you'll see on Sunday, August 22nd, there are two regional shows to attend. First, Trombone Shorty and the Orleans Avenue Band perform at the Ulster Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. in Kingston. And also The Roots perform at Mass Mocha in Western Massachusetts at 8 p.m. Both shows are listed on the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org, where you can go and list your own event by clicking on the Add an Event button on the page and filling in the forms, and you'll soon hear your event read on the radio and read around the world in the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This is WA3QIZ. Do you read me?
Seymour, isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Mother, please, I'm communicating with my fellow hams.
How do I talk? Push this button here. You're all losers!
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 Acre Catskill Hudson. Your host Corey McCaslin with music from Thrashing Doves, James, Charlie Daniels, and Tammy Faye Baker, plus more. I'm also happy to announce that, barring further developments in the pandemic, I should be broadcasting live again from Hilo in Catskill starting in September. This edition's truncated due to RL. Geek Speak starts off with some Schadenfreude wallowing, as Hollywood was left reeling by Scarlett Johansson delivering The Widow's Bite to Disney. The actress filed suit over breach of contract, claiming the streaming release of the first film installment in MCU Phase 4 cut into her back-end profit-sharing deal. Yes, yes, millionaire getting mad over not getting more millions, but I think it can be agreed a contract is a contract, and also support anything that brings Mouse Thulu down a peg. And oh boy, do they need to be, as their response might as well have been a gif of the evil record exec from South Park Chef 8 episode screaming, "I am above the law!" Specifically, they tried to play the COVID card against her, calling it a, quote, callous disregard, unquote, for the current crisis. Time's Up hit back at this, also calling the response misogynistic, because the company that kept their parks open are so thanking of the little people, unlike the ungrateful and uncaring ScarJo. One observation not made in reporting an opinion on this is that this screams to me that they transferred some of the people trained in the Murdoch School of Public Relations to that department during the Fox merger. I remember how they threw Matthew Vaughn under the bus after he dropped out of X-Men The Last Stand, saying basically he wasn't ready for this or some malarkey. Hell, I think that exit also had something to do with his mother dying. Anyway, the backlash was immediate, and most importantly, because it's not like Disney's sweating being hated any more than they already are, the pushback included an insider telling the Wrap former CEO and architect of their conquest, Bob Iger, feels the company and his successor, Bob Chapek, have bungled this, which of course the company's press shield denies. Then came a Hollywood Reporter tidbit saying that Marvel Films head Kevin Feige is embarrassed and angry at the company for their handling of this, having lobbied to make the same kind of deal that even Warner Brothers was smart enough to do for Wonder Woman 1984, and, after thinking they could get away without extending it to anyone else, the creatives for the rest of their 2021 slate. This was also quickly followed by reports that Emma Stone is considering her own action against Disney over Cruella. And a day after the original news, Variety reported Gerard Butler is suing New Image / Millennium Films over withheld profits from Olympus Has Fallen. So a lot of execs must be grumbling, thanks for ruining it for the rest of us. In conclusion, I don't think anyone is saying at this point this could bring Disney's current regime down, but something tells me the shareholders are holding their heads in pain as they flash back to the last days of Eisner's run, and it took him almost 20 years to piss it all down his leg versus Chavez's few years. A more bittersweet end of run is coming, as it was announced that the Jodie Whittaker era of Doctor Who is coming to an end after the standard 3 seasons, but with a twist on the way that two of her most immediate predecessors left. Later this year, the 13th season will air in the form of a 6-part miniseries, and next year 3 specials will serve as the coda for the introduction of the 14th Doctor for the 60th anniversary of 2023. Shortly before this, it was also announced Jacob Anderson will be the latest familiar face from Game of Thrones to appear in the show after prior runs / appearances by Maisie Williams and Liam Cunningham. The former leader of the Unsullied will play a recurring role in the upcoming mini/ season. Our first set is something of an extra to the last edition of Forgotten One-Hitters, starting with the Charlie Daniels Band cover of Big Bad John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Kinda broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew he didn't give no lip to Big John. Nobody knew where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, he's kinda quiet and shy. And if he spoke at all, he'd just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he'd come from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana feller to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Then there came that day way down in the mine. The timber cracked and men started crying and miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought they'd done breathe their last except John. Through the smoke and the dust of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan and like a giant old tree just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John.
Strength, he gave a mighty shove and a miner hollered out, "There's a light up above," and his 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down, and then they heard a rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John.
They never reopened that worthless pit. They just put a marble slab over it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John!
Small sad sand. Here's a tale of a man who was puny and weak, stood 4'6" in his stocking feet. Kinda narrow in the shoulder and heavy in the waist. Everything about him seemed to be misplaced. Small Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
He slid into town one rainy night, running like a dog away from a fight. He had a pretty big mouth for a guy his size, and everything he said was a pack of lies. Small Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
One day he got on a downtown bus. First thing you know, there was an awful fuss. They threw Sam off into the street for trying to steal an old lady's seat. That's Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
One day, nobody knows what for, an elevator stuck on the 85th floor. Some cables broke, and so it said, that car just hung there by a thread. The women were calm, the men were mild, but Sam screamed and cried like a little child. He squeezed himself through the emergency door and pulled himself up to the 86th floor. Small Sam. Chicken Sam.
That Chicken Sam.
And then instead of helping others get free, Sam said, I'm looking out for me. The cable snapped and all the way down, they cursed out Sam till they hit the ground. Small Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
Now someday Sam's gonna get his due. And when he does, I'll make a bet with you. There ain't nobody even gonna pass the hat. 'Cause Sam was nothing but a no-good cat.
Small Sad Sam.
Yes, yeah, Small Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
Chicken Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
No-good Sam.
Small Sad Sam.
Just heard Perky by Al Hurt from 1961, which played off the success of the Maxwell House commercials of the time. For that was Phil McLean's parody of Big Bad John, Small Sad Sam, and the set started with Charlie Daniels' cover of that inspiration. Now a trip to Scandal's past with Tammy Faye Baker's response song to the downfall of her husband's ministry, The Ballad of Jim and Tammy.
Jerry Falwell came with Trackman to Jim's home in California one fine day.
They said, beware, Jim and Tammy, of a plan Jimmy Swaggart is to play. We want to let you know the plot and tell you we are here to help in any way. We want to help you, Jim and Tammy, help you save your heritage, USA. Well, we will never touch your ministry, we promise, was the line they gave to me. You will always be in charge of everything we put on your TV. Now you just rest and trust in us and leave your network and your show within our hands. He said, I'll give it back when we reveal the Jimmy Swaggart takeover plan. Now they flew back to North Carolina in a hurry in Falwell's private jet. And at once began their deeds that the people will never forget. Well, they changed the board that very day and our whole team and fired everyone with power. And Falwell, Nims, and Grutman were on TV before the press within the very hour. Talk to the staff at PTL and convince them Jim and Tammy had done wrong. They said, support Jerry Falwell and his team if you want to keep your job. They held an auction in the barn and sold brass fixtures from the grand they said were gold. They even sold Max's doghouse, leaving three little dogs out in the cold. We watched them tear apart the park and sell the assets of the ministry at a loss. Saw them file bankruptcy, go to court, and kick Kevin out of his house. They told lies about Jim Baker, tried to ruin him and his life in every way. Let's send Fowl back to Lynchburg and rebuild our heritage, USA. Let's send Fowl back to Lynchburg, help the people rebuild heritage, USA.
a credit card for the slot machine. Government issue, I need greens. Winehouse polish the guillotine.
After Tammy Faye Baker's The Ballad of Jim and Tammy, we heard Thrashing Doves with Jesus on the Payroll. We'll move into the bottom of the hour with a forgotten piece of animation tie-in merch, playing the unusually long opening track off of 1992's Tiny Toons Sing, the Tiny Toons Rap.
Squeezing them tight, That's my favorite action. But somehow they always wind up in traction.
We'll show you how to groove.
Second to the girls.
And we'll let bust the mold.
Pump it up, pump it up.
Just listen to the tunes. And we've just begun. There's more to come.
How do you like my posse so far? Wouldn't you agree everyone is a star? Better listen up, cause you're in luck. Next on the mic is Pucky Duck.
I don't want to brag, but I'm amazing. The greatest mallard in animation. If you're talking talent, I've got a handful. Who else could take a clunk from an anvil, get flattened by a bus, pop up smiling, not miss a beat and make it look like I'm styling? There's no tune greater than this string, Ducky. And you get to hear me sing, aren't you lucky?
Greetings, folks, my name is Pig. Heaven with a J in the middle, that's big. Rocking isn't really my speed. It's dusting and cleaning at which I exceed. I'm a neat little guy. Just ask Babs and Buster. They'll tell you I shake a mean feather down.
Oh, twisting and spinning all over town. Dizzy D loves to party down. Munching and crunching all the food I see. Hanging with the babes and screaming party. Jamming my rock at ear split level. Sure makes Dizzy a happy little devil. Take it down.
Time. Tea is scratching, light is is chillin'. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, since you understood. Would you stop scheming and looking hard? I got a great big bodyguard, so step up if you wanna get hurt. Milk these horns or pull this skirt. I gets money, money I got. Stunts call me honey if they feel real hot. That's how it is, you can ask this. I stole your nigga while you was in prison. Jail for MC assault. You was jealous, it's all your fault. Milk is chilling, light is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, since you understood. Would you clap your hands you clap. If your girl's out of place, it's your girl I slap. And if you're dumb, you ask why. I am from bed, do or die. MC Light, Light DMC. I got a brother and his name's Milk D. Milk is chilling, Light is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, since you understood. Would you bite a rhyme if you dare? I get the paper so I don't care. My contributions to this jam is confusing because I am Milk D, stated it all the way. The super easy ride is MC, okay? Yes, I'm down, down by law. I get the fellas out on the floor. Milk is D, down is he. To the at the top is where we'll be. The place was packed when we toured. Girls come in, you won't be bored. Milk is chilling, Light is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, and since you understood, would you do a dance, dance the two? If you could dance, it's easy to do. This dance is on and on and on. Dance until your breath is gone.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC starts the second half with the remix of MC Light's Top Villain, preceded by Charlie Adler as Buster, Tress McNeil as Babs, Joe Alasky as Plucky, Don Messick as Hampton, Candy Milo as Sweetie, Cree Summer as Elmira, Danny Cooksey as Montana Max, Gail Mathias as Shirley DeLoon, Cass Susie as Lil Sneezer, and Maurice LaMarche as Dizzy Devil, performing the Tiny Toons rap. I think that's the longest list of performer credits I've read off since I played a rap mashup of Blondie's No Exit on Rock and Roll Martian. Today's penultimate set starts with One of the Three by James.
Before believing. out too far, 'cause you're really only after 74, 75.
Following James is one of the three you heard Hands of Bell and Nancy Edwards' dance cover of the Connells' 74 to 75. The covers continue with the final set today as Anthony Vincent, aka 10 Second Songs, welcomes us to the jungle, Rammstein style.
Oh my God! Alles fest, sie wollen Schatz, dir kennen sie Namen. Wissen die Leute, die finden, was sie brauchen. Wenn sie geht haben, haben wir ihre Kram. Kein Zunger, willkommen in den Zunger. Du siehst es zu, wirst der Kauf der Knie zu fix. Ich mach das sehen wie Blutes. Willkommen in den Dschungel, vernehmen es Tag für Tag. Wenn du es willst, wirst du bluten, ich weiß zu teilen. Du bist ein sexy Mädchen, zufrieden zu stehen. Stecker die Lichter, aber es ist nicht frei. Dschungel, willkommen im Dschungel. Fühle mein Bein, meine Serpentine. Ich möchte dich schreien hören. Im Dschungel, es ist schlimmer jeden Tag. Über die Ente, wer spielt? Wenn du willst, was du siehst, du wirst es nehmen. Aber du nimmst es besser nicht von mir. Dschungel, willkommen im Dschungel. Du siehst zu, wirst der Kauf der Knie zu fix. Ich mach das sehen wie Blutes.
Yeah.
messenger all alone. I can't get no connection. I can't get through. Where are you?
After Anthony Vincent's rendition of GNR's Welcome to the Jungle, Rammstein style came the Stud Muffins cover of Golden Earring's Twilight Zone. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with One Hitters 1963. Stay safe as we go out with Golden Earring's The Vanilla Queen.
Moon tent and you
But in simple English, I am.